We invite you to take a deep breath and to notice that where you're sitting right now is exactly the right place at the right time in the right way, right here. As you take another deep breath, we invite you to conjure up a version of yourself who is here to help you, to act as a guide through this process. This version of you has done this, has been through this process, and understands what it means, and also, most specifically, knows how it is benefiting. If we were in your shoes, we would use words such as these to do this conjuring. There is now with me a version of me who is familiar and understands this process, knows how this process helps me, knows specifically how it benefits me. And with those few words, there's now next to you, if you'll notice, a second version of you, a guide, who is here to help you with this process. So as you take another deep breath, and with your guide next to you, we invite you to, in your chair, close your eyes. And taking another deep breath, we invite you to begin to imagine money. What it looks like, what it feels like in the having, what you want to do with it, what it's for. Don't reach, don't grasp, just think about it. Here, in this abstract form, you have the ability, if you wish to imagine an almost ridiculous amount of money, something that's almost cartoonishly large. And as you imagine this, think about the version of it that you want. In other words, if you're thinking about a lot of money, the way that that's going to be practically applicable is it won't be in just one bank account. It won't be in a big, huge stack of cash. Not unless you want people to be curious about where exactly did all that cash come from. No, you just want it to be easy. That's our suggestion. Easy and havable. And so as you think about this money, you think about what it feels like to have it. Begin to imagine that you do have it. Probably the easiest way to see it is a report that you get every morning, let's say at 6, that the company you've hired to manage your money sends you. It's a spreadsheet or a report. And it says, here's a total, as of midnight, of all of your accounts, all of your investments. Here's your ready money. Here's the stuff that's working for you. And here is your balance. Here are the complete list of your cash assets. And so you might see a number at the very bottom that might be 5 or 6, 7, 8 or 9, maybe 10 digits. Numbers like 50,000, 500,000, 5 million, 50 million, 500 million, or maybe 5 billion. And think about a number that feels really tasty, very delicious. And notice it's not going to be 50 million. It would be something like 52,673,496. And 27 cents or 27 pence. It's going to be a lot of numbers, however much it is that delights you in the imagining. And notice how it feels as you look at this report, and you can certainly do this any way you want to, but this is a really simple way to do it. And if you cannot really see it, you can imagine that you know that you've read it. And so you're remembering the reading of it. And you might be having a conversation with somebody very close to you, and they're saying, well, what did the report say today? Maybe a beloved or someone very, very near to you. And you say, well, I think it was about probably about 52,900,000+. Oh, that's really good. Last time I asked you, it was 51. Yeah, that was the day before yesterday. Because that's what happens with this kind of money. It just keeps getting bigger on its own. Yeah. So what are we going to do today? So as you imagine having some sort of interaction, some sort of visual like this, an auditory experience of having a conversation where you're talking and listening to another person, and you're talking about how much you have and how much it is, notice that it's not excitement. It's normal. Anticipatory, yes. Matching your expectation, most definitely. But not woohoo, because you're accustomed to this. That's the state we would invite you to enter into. It's very normal for me to have millions or billions. It's normal. And there are people around me who treat it as being normal. They might say, remember when? And they'll say, I know. It was so cute. But now we're here. This is where we are. So as you take another deep breath, we invite you, as you continue to sit in your chair with your eyes closed, to feel that feeling of feel better. Now that you're in the having of your cash. For now you've converted money into cash. Sit for a moment with your eyes closed and feel the expansion of this deliciousness. Feel what it feels like, as if you're going up, 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 feeling better and better and better. Whatever name you want to give that vibrational tone, perfectly fine. But it does feel better. But it's not a stretch. It's not far, far away from where you are. It's just normal. And it feels better because it is normal, quite usual, quite regular for you to feel better. So up and up and up and up it goes, and then it peaks. And you can feel it changing. It's cresting now. And it's falling. And what the falling means is that the universe of your thoughts has taken the idea. You have given instruction, given direction to the universe of your thoughts, which is doing all the manifesting work for you. The totality, the entirety, the holistic universe of your thoughts now is sorting it out for you. And if you want to, if you feel like you need to just give it a little bit more work, you can imagine you've got half an orange in your hand and you're standing over a juicer and you're just going to squeeze out all that delectable, delicious, golden orange juice, all that delightfulness, all that yumminess. Squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and squeeze and get every bit of goodness you can until all that's left is just the rind. But there's the oil in the air of the orange that's just infusing itself into your nose, and you just can't wait to get a delightful, delectable sip of that delicious juice, and you're done. Now, you're having this cash. Your eyes may not have anything to report. Your hands may have nothing to report. The screen in front of you may be no different than it was before, but you are having this cash. Whatever it is, it's not fixed. It's very movable, and it's going to continue to evolve beyond you. And when that time comes, whenever that is, however many minutes or hours or days it is from now, where you match up and your physical experience matches up the manifesting idea and the two come together, you will feel another burst of relief. And you'll feel that particularly exquisite vibrational state where you are aware of the fact this is my intentional manifesting. I can see it. I remember it. I identify it. This is it. But between now and then, however much time that may be, and it's likely less time than you think, you're just going about feeling the havingness of it. You need no proof. The eyes, they're not your guides, not for this. Your fingertips, not your guides, not for this. It's the knowingness, the havingness, the allowing. No more cakes to be baked. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. Let it be. Let it do its thing. The universe of your thoughts never forgets and will take care of it all. So our recommendation is don't lie and say, I don't have it. Say it's done. And when the opinions come up and be like, but where? Because they're doing the job you gave them to do, lo, the many years ago. Just say, yeah, that's interesting. But I have it. It's done. This is a very good use of your will. And we really do recommend you use it to willfully stand and say, this is the cash that I am having. It's done. I have it. Now, there may be things to be done, but probably nothing big. Do not seek out action to take. Do not query the universe and say, where is it? You can do that if you want to. You're just delaying what you want. But we say this and we know that you hear these words and that you're familiar with what we're describing. You know the benefit, which is negligible, of doing those things. The true benefit lies in your willingness to let it go and to be in it and to have it and to no longer say, where is it? When is it arriving? How do I get it? What do I need to do? You will know what to do as you follow your intuition and pay attention to what feels better. You will know what to do, and it will be inevitable, and it will pull you into the doing. You never need to reach out and extend yourself to do. The doing will pull you in to action. And we highly recommend that you allow yourself to have this cash because it is done. So, as you take another deep breath, we invite you to notice that you are indeed sitting in your chair in this room, this perfect place at this perfect time, in this perfect way right now. And that as wonderful and as delightful and as delicious as all of this is, for it really truly is, it's only getting better and better and better from here.